Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So, as usual, about 75% of my shows are usually live and in person. So today, we're at a different Starbucks location here in, this time it's Bethlehem in Easton area, Pennsylvania. We're even shooting this Facebook Live right now on like two different feeds. But my guest co-host today is a gentleman I've known for a little while here. This guy's a hardcore family man, a proud father, an ER doctor for like three different hospitals. I don't know how he does that. He's also one badass CrossFitter. He definitely sends me for a loop sometimes on some of our joint workouts. He's a regular over at CrossFit Advanced in Easton. I'm a coach over here at CrossFit. At CrossFit Adoration in Bethlehem. But more importantly, he and I do a couple things similar and differently. We're also big nutrition nuts. He's a Beachbody coach, one of the insanity workout-themed guys. We're going to talk more about that. While obviously I'm on the other side of the fence, I'm the isogenics guy. But without further ado, let's bring him on here. He's known as the Doc Beast. He's also known as Dr. William Boyd Perry. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, man. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be here, be interviewed by you, man. I can't wait to get into our content. But you can call me Will. I tell all friends, call me Will. It's funny. I'll be hanging out at Starbucks, and people are like, Dr. Perry. I'm like, shh, I'm Will. I'm Will, unless you're my patient. But
dude, I've been calling
good.
You Doc Beast for years, though.
That's
so when you sent me a text the other week, and you're like, just call me Will, unless I got a 3-inch needle in your neck.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
That's
like, exactly what I said, yeah.
That's exactly what you said, yeah. So, Will, even though I've called you Doc Beast forever, yeah. I love the brand. You created Doc Beast how long ago?
Back in 2011. Okay. See, what happened was in 2009, I started my journey with insanity. I was like 270 pounds. I was getting out of breath all the time. I needed to lose weight. So I started the insanity workout with Beachbody. When I lost the 50 pounds, I was like, when I got fit, it was as if I had like superpowers. I was like, oh my gosh. So I started doing these like fitness videos at competitions online and start recording things. And people kept saying, you're a beast. And you're a doc. You're a beast. Doc Beast. And I was going through different iterations. Am I Dr. Beast? Am I Beast MD? So Doc Beast kind of stuck. And now it's funny. A lot of my Beachbody CrossFit friends actually called me, hey, Doc Beast. I actually write my name on the board sometimes, Doc Beast. So, like, what's his real? Is he really a doctor? Yeah, I'm an emergency room physician.
Well,
yeah.
If anybody's ever used that term beast mode,
I can
tell you, I've done some workouts with this guy.
Yeah.
You definitely go beast mode. You've developed some serious strength over the years. Obviously, you were not maybe as strong back then in 2011.
Yeah, I wasn't strong. I really didn't do that much. I mean, growing up, I did weight work, but not as like focused as I've been doing like with CrossFit and Beachbody, and not as much tracking. And when I improved my diet with protein and vegetables, I started noticing that, wow, I didn't know I could lift this much. I never deadlifted in my life until I started CrossFit.
Oh, wow.
And I've never did Olympic lift until I started CrossFit. And I never really focused on physique competitions and stuff until I did Beachbody.
Right.
So really, fitness has opened up a world for me to the point that I am fanatical, because it's transformed my life. It transformed who I am. I actually started this journey back when I was 8 years old. And I was on this journey for a while, but my other career being a doctor kind of, you know, sidelined me for a while, where I focused on being a doctor.
It's kind of an important profession. I mean,
yes, yeah. And that's when I put on the weight.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like, wow, for the first time in my life, I was not fit. So it was definitely a life changing.
So you
thing.
Were fit when you were younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
were you actively involved in sports and stuff like that?
Here's an interesting thing, and I love my upbringing. My mom did not let me and my sister do sports.
Oh.
She wanted us. I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, kind of my backstory. We was part of a single parent household. And my mom wanted us to focus on academics. So I would go into my room, with the room my sister and I shared, and I would do push-ups, sit-ups. I used to do bicep curls with the book bag. With
so you were sneaking this stuff in.
Yes, yes. And I just always was working out all the time. Even in college, I always worked out. My mom said, you know what, just focus on grades, grades, grades. So I did that, but I just focused on fitness on the side. I enjoyed it.
Well, I think, whether you realize or not at a young age, you realize that adding that fitness into your lifestyle, since we talk a lot about lifestyle on this show, was important to you. You didn't really officially state it or write it down anywhere, but you just realized, like, hey, man, I love doing a push-up or doing pull-ups or doing curling my backpacks or whatever it may be.
Yes, yes.
And it created balance for you. especially in college. I mean, had to be huge because we all know it. When you go to college, it's not exactly an easy path for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And then you going towards the medical profession, going into a doctorate, that's, I don't even know what that's like. So you've taken it to a whole different level as well. So having fitness really was necessary for you to balance that, correct?
Yes, because without fitness, I felt like I was a little bit more like sluggish, and that sluggish leads to you feeling a little bit more depressed. And fitness helped me to get out there and make friends. And also, it brought along with it an education.
Okay.
So I utilize a lot of my education in the medical field. I use a lot of my education in the molecular biology field that I was in earlier before I even started medical school to educate myself also.
Nice.
So it was definitely, as I got older, I moved from fitness just being something that makes me look good and feel good and impress people to something like, wait a minute, I can actually have this help me out in life. And wait a minute, I actually can help other people, motivate other people to engage in this lifestyle so they could live, you know, with higher quality of life and not just, you know,
I think
eat
that's
whatever.
A big thing that a lot of, you've worked with a lot of people over the years through through your nutritional business you have on the side, like I have one on the side. And I think we both have realized that for a lot of people, they've lost some of that motivation. And if I look at the company you work with and the company that I work with, I think the biggest thing that I come across from the highest level is that they're basically like self-development motivational companies with nutrition, a product you can buy.
That's true.
Oh, yes, you can get, you know, peak-level nutrition from both companies.
Yeah.
But I think the best companies like ours versus some others out there are they're pairing true self-development, true motivational support, coaching. I think that's the big piece here that a lot of, you know, GNCs and other companies just don't have, right? That's just a retail storefront. You're not getting that support system.
Yeah.
And the people you've worked with over the years, I think, do you find most of them are lacking that motivation? They're kind of beat down from life?
Yeah, a lot of people. Hey, how you doing, Corley?
There he is. We got one of our fellow CrossFit, crews rolling in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's all good. Live.
Yeah, we got both cameras running. Yeah,
there it is, guys. So you're saying?
So, I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of different clients, and what I'm seeing is that when it comes to people who don't exercise or who choose not to have a nutritional, you know, nutrition health background, is that a lot of people feel depressed. A lot of people have things going on in their lives that make them, you know, put nutrition and health, you know, on a backbone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is why a lot of times when I coach patients, when I patients, I'm sorry, that's my doctor. I mean, when I coach,
you got two worlds.
Yeah. When I coach my clients, I not only focus on, you know, what to eat, how to eat, what to do, but I say, listen, I would like for you to read this self-development book. Because the thing about self-development, I mean, the word says itself. It helps you better yourself from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be totally honest with you. I never really read self-development until I started Beachbody.
Right.
I've heard of Tony Robbins in the past, but I've never heard of Darren Hardy until I started.
I don't think it made a connection for you, right?
Yeah, it never made a connection.
You were always a self-starter. Clearly, hey, man, I'm going to go curl my backpacks in my
room.
Exactly,
yeah.
So you didn't have, you were one of those people, I think, from a young age, and I didn't know you back then, but I just know you now. I'm like, the guy's a self-starter. He's got some hustle.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't mean we can't pick up on more self-help and more self-development.
Exactly.
But not everybody has that gene. I guess you can call it that. That little hey, I got the hustle gene. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for a lot of us, we need that. We need peers or teammates or team members to help us. Hey, did you ever try this book? You ever tried this this e-guide you could download online? Whatever it may be. We need people like you and I and others out there that we've met over the years to be sharing these best practices and say, hey, guys, it's not just the nutrition. It's your mindset.
Yes.
Because the one thing that we got to bulletproof is our mindset, because we got enough stuff happening in the world to beat us down personally, professionally, relationship, you name it. There's a lot going on. I don't know.
And that's the thing about it. The thing about nutrition and exercise programs is that the programs are laid out there, but if you don't have something in your mind that helps you out, like what's your discipline? Like what actions are you going to do every day, you know, to help you start small and actually, you know, commit to a 30-minute a day program or help you track everything down as far as your nutritional habits. And one of the things I've learned from my self-development books is the thing that's going to keep you on the track is figuring out your why in life. And I never really focused on that in my life. Like, what is your why? That's the motor behind.
Well, now we're preaching here. I love
this.
Come on, keep going. I'm all about the why.
Yeah, it's all about the why. So a lot of times when I when I talk to people about, like, why do you want to become fit? Well, I want to be in that swimsuit. You know, well, how does that make you feel? It makes me feel, you know, happy, important, healthy. Like, what is it about that? And if you focus on your why every single day, when you wake up in the morning and feel like, I don't want to go to the gym, you go back to your why. I want to be around my kids. I want to be healthy for my kids. I want to play softball with my kids, football with my kids. I want to be around for my grandchildren. When you focus on that, yes, that's your life balance. And if you don't focus on that, it's easy to say, well, forget about exercise, forget about my diet, forget about everything else. But when I have my why, I'm like, you know what? Being around for my kids is more important than for me than laying in bed, or more important for me than drinking alcohol all the time.
Oh, and I know, man, from following you on social media and just knowing you as a friend and a CrossFit colleague, if you want to call it that way. Dude, you are a serious family man.
Yeah, yeah.
You take it seriously, and it's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah.
I think any real man or woman is going to put their family first or their loved ones first. But to your point, it's not just about defining that why. It's also like, okay, well, are we also putting our best self into that as well? And I think that's something that a lot of people were struggling with too, is great, they may be putting their family and their kids first. Like, oh yeah, my family always comes first. But I'm like, okay, what are you putting yourself in there as well?
Yeah.
That's where we see a lot of people putting on weight or living an unhealthy lifestyle or making the excuse that, oh, I don't have time to go work out. Yeah. I don't have time to make a simple shake or whatever it may be. Well, how do you talk to that?
So I love what you brought up that point. What I tell people is that if you don't put yourself first, there's nothing going to be left of you later on. For instance, if you say, well, I'm going to put all my time towards my family, I'm not going to follow a diet, I'm not going to exercise, you're not going to be around much longer. So if you just sacrifice just 30 minutes a day just to work out for yourself and also focus on your nutrition, you actually can give back more to your family.
Yes.
For instance, what use are you going to be for your family if you have a heart attack or you get diabetic neuropathy or if you have your legs amputated or if you're going to dialysis every other day? Whereas when you choose to focus on your fitness, just 30 minutes a day, and choose to focus on your diet, guess what? You could be around for your grandkids. You could be an example for them. You're not going to have that stroke. You decrease your incidence of cancer. So what I tell people is that it's almost like an investment. You're going to take one step back and give yourself some time and focus so you could take 12 steps forward instead of saying, well, I'm going to take these 12 steps forward, and then you have nowhere else to go.
Well, and for our listeners and also the live peeps out there, I mean, he's speaking some really important stuff, because it's a lot of us feel guilty, I think, to take that time to develop ourselves. And I'll be the first one to be honest with you. I'm terrible at the whole romantic life. It's taken me the past couple years to pull my head out of my butt and realize, okay, dude, like, you live all these crazy adventurous lifestyle. I did some crazy stuff living out west, firefighting, all that. But it's like, who am I sharing that with?
Yeah.
Right? So me personally, I had to develop that piece of me. I had to take that time to pull the head out of the butt and do some self-work and realize, like, okay, am I putting my best self forward?
Yes.
So I had the nutrition fine. I had the fitness fine.
Yes.
I got the side hustles going. You know, I got all that going. But it's like, am I really living to the fullest? You know, am I being a true man, I guess? So that's why I respect that about you. He's like, ever since I met you, I was like, dude, this guy's got it, man. He took some time, I'm sure, to get there.
It sure did, yeah. I give a lot of, I'll be totally honest, I give a lot of thanks to, I had a lot of mentors growing up. I grew up in a church, so I give a lot of credit to, I feel like a rapper shouting out people like my mom, my sister, my wife, my kids, Father Paul, Doris Holmes, my aunt and uncle. It's a lot of people. I tell people I really don't take too much of the credit, because if it wasn't for those people, I easily could have been, you know, out in the street. I was born and raised in Newark, number one most dangerous city back in 1993.
I've been there many times. It's not a fun town.
It's crazy. Newark is crazy.
Newark's no joke.
Yeah. But I've definitely had a lot of people who really helped me out a lot. And I tell people, for every successful person, or if you consider yourself a success or anything, it's like you stood on the backs of others. And I tell people, I give a lot of credit to my ancestors. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So, and what I want to do for my kids is be that rock for them, be an example for them. And I want them to see me doing the exercise and working out. And part of the reason I even do my videos like these live feeds is that at some point, you know, I'm going to be gone.
Yeah.
And I plan on, no matter how healthy you and I are, we're going to be healthy at 100, but we're not going to live past 100 probably, because human.
Well, come on.
Oh, yeah. We're going to break
100. At least go
101. 101. 101.
You got to get another rep.
One more rep. Oh!
That's awesome.
But I just want to, I want my kids to be able to go back and look through YouTube and Facebook. I'm like, wow, Dad really dropped some knowledge about, you know, life, nutrition, and some of the famous thinkers like Tony Robbins, Darren Hardy, John Maxwell and all those people. So I just want to leave an example for my kids to let them know that, you know, life is great. Life is great.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that part of the bigger picture thinkers out there are realizing what is the legacy, you know, that you're leaving behind, you know, or the legacy that you're building to eventually leave behind. And I think that's where, if people start thinking in that long-term mindset, a lot of these short-term stresses, I think, would fall away.
Because
we're so worried about what's happening now. And this, whether we're talking about nutrition or your workout, your weight loss or relationships, love, whatever, I think you and I are both realize in life, it's like, okay, big picture, long term.
What's up, Jen?
You got Jen in the house? There we go. We got Jen in the house.
Yeah, Jen is in the house.
Facebook Live. And
Facebook Live. As you see, I have ADHD. He's in the middle of talking. I'm like, hey, Jen, I need to focus. Good ER docs have ADHD.
So our listeners are going to love this episode. It's awesome. So this is what it's like when you do a podcast in an area where people may know you.
Yeah.
But so the platform, I don't want to completely flip the switch here, but I think that legacy we're leaving behind. You and I both chose, besides your, by the way, real quick, the three hospitals you work for, seriously, because one wasn't enough. I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just start working with a couple others while I'm at it? You work with like Easton Hospital, right?
Easton Hospital, Pocono Medical Center, and St. Luke's.
Okay. And St. Luke's was the newer one that you added in.
Yeah. I work at St. Luke's in Allentown. I may soon work for St. Luke's Monroe. So it's all the St. Luke's system.
Yeah. I saw you doing some interviewing over there and stuff. Cool.
Yes.
So again, just because you feel like driving more or you look a little diversification? What was the reasoning behind that?
I tell people, and I'm proud of, I'm different than a lot of people. I'm weird in a lot of ways. I just like new experiences.
Yeah.
And working at Easton Hospital, I love it. I have nothing negative to say about it. I just want to experience different hospitals. So even after before I worked for these other hospitals, I worked for Reading Hospital. I worked for a bunch of other hospitals. Right now, I'm just focused on these three. It's just interesting. You see a different patient population, all three of these different hospitals, different nursing population, different relationship with the doctors at each hospital and administration.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Like at Pocono during the winter, we're going to see a lot of skiing accidents.
Oh, yeah.
And that brings
I was a ski race coach for 11 years at Camelback. So
Gosh.
You're our local ER, I guess you want to say that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And because of that, I would never ski. I do.
It's not that dangerous. It's not that dangerous, okay? Listen to get an instructor, okay? Seriously, take some lessons. Don't just, you know, click into some skis and go down the hill and figure it out.
Yeah, get some lessons from a ski instructor. But it's interesting because of that, I've seen some very interesting, like, spinal cord injuries. So it's safe. I don't want to knock skiing. I'm like, wow.
Or snowboarding.
Snowboarding. But it's cool because it's an education for me in that I get to see different type of injuries and pathology of all three places, and also you see different personal interaction with people. So I like a life where I'm just doing multiple things, and I just like an exciting life. You know, it's funny, people make it fun because I drop off at different CrossFit gyms.
Yeah.
That's just my personality. I'm not very like all over the place type person.
Dude, I mix it up all the time when I travel. People are like, what box do you belong to? I'm like, a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have a core box here in Bethlehem.
Yes, yes.
But I mean, even here in the Valley, we have so many CrossFit gyms around here.
Yes.
Like, I drop in at SYR in Allentown.
Yeah.
Occasionally, a couple times a year, when I get to Easton, I go into Advance because we're all a community.
All a family, yeah.
So it's like there's nothing wrong with that. Plus, it's a fun way to get a different taste of somebody else's community, somebody else's coaching style, whatever. And plus, I get bored like you.
Yeah.
Oh, I like to mix it up.
Yeah, I definitely get bored. You get to learn from so many different people. You get to learn, like, whether it's a CrossFit box or whether you look at different hospitals, you get to learn like different ways to approach a disease process or different ways to approach a coaching CrossFit class or different ways to approach a workout or different ways to approach anything. So I just like that diversity. It keeps my mind active.
Yeah. Well, so ER doctor, nailed that. We got three different ERs you're supporting now, maybe a fourth or swapping one. I don't know. Hopefully not a fourth. Hopefully you're going to exchange one of those to get the new one. But kind of rewinding back to where we started off, you chose that life journey shift back in 2011 because a lot of us professionally, we sometimes sacrifice our health and our wellness and our lifestyle for the job, for the career. Sometimes they do it for their family. And I always not want to correct or critique somebody, but it's like, guys, like, are you really doing that for your family? Are you really doing that for your business, your job, whatever it may be? Like, if we are at a peak of health and fitness, are we not delivering that much more into our relationships and our family and our business?
Yeah.
So obviously you found Beachbody. That's what helped you.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. That was 2011 for you. So yeah. 2010 and 11 is when I was out west doing wildland firefighting.
Wow.
And that's when I realized that my nutrition sucked and I needed to get my butt in gear. Because when I finished the firefighting season, I was beat down. And that's how I found Isogenics.
Wow.
So that's how you and I kind of right around the same time frame
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
So, but the whole point here is that I found one community, you found another yeah. community. We found both communities, support, self-development, support that community aspect, that growth, that motivation. Oh, and by the way, both are nutritional companies. So
exactly.
you're actually having access to some peak quality nutrition. And it's kind of funny, like I joked around before we got this episode going, but how many podcasts or interviews, this is weird having two Facebook Lives going at the same time here, but how many co-hosting sessions like this even exist where you see an Isogenics guy sit down, you know,
with a
Beachbody guy? Like, this is different, right?
Two competitors.
But I was like, I get, but it's like, let's think about this. Is it really competition? No, there's plenty of people out there who need help.
Yeah.
And some people might be drawn to your style and the Beachbody way. And some people might be just drawn to my way and the Isobody challenge that we do and the Isogenics stuff that we do. So, and I think that's why I was so excited to do this show with you, because this is what it's about. It's
yes.
about helping people live a better life, whether it be health-wise or like both businesses. You don't have to do this with either company, but if you want to make some side income, we can.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I think you and I have both learned about the business aspects
yes,
of that.
Yes, definitely.
And that's also aided in both yours and my lifestyle balance, I think, too, right?
Yes, yes.
Not to say that doctors don't get paid well, but there is something to this whole residual income model.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what is the biggest takeaway that you took from learning about having side income and residual income? Like, what has it created for you?
So what I've learned by having side income, residual income, especially with Beachbody, is this. And taking nothing away from people who want to work for a company or want to work for an organization, the thing about residual income when you do, like, marketing or network marketing is that, you know, you decide – you have to work a number of hours. You decide when and where you work, as
yeah.
opposed to someone else telling you, you know, when to go to work, you know, where to be. You're actually your own boss.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about, like, having, you know, like being a, you know, entrepreneur in network marketing, as opposed to even myself as an emergency room physician. I choose my schedule, but I still have to choose, do I work Christmas or do I work Thanksgiving? Why not, you know, have residual income as a network marketer and choose not to work neither, you know?
There you go. Because you know, it's one of those business
freedom.
Models that if you've taken the time to build it
yeah.
and built your community, built your platform, you will have some residual income coming in.
Yes.
It doesn't happen overnight. I think that's something that a lot of people freak out about.
Yeah.
People
put the work
been a,
in.
There's been a lot of negative press over the years from the old MLM world and the old companies that have gotten their butts smacked around a little bit by the government.
Exactly.
But a good thing is companies like ours are surviving for a reason. They're legal.
Yeah,
okay?
They're legal.
They're
yes.
doing things the right way. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't have to do the business. You don't have to create the residual income. You can just be consuming the products and be happy with that.
Exactly.
And I don't know about you, but I'd say 80% of my team are just happy product consumers. They're not hardly, if anything, doing the business.
Exactly.
Would you see the same numbers in your world?
Yeah, I would say the same thing in our world. A lot of people just what we call, for lack of a better term, like discount coaches. These are coaches who enjoy the products, love the workout, love the shakes, love the vitamins, but they're just, you know, just collecting residual income, yeah. not really, like, you know, advertising too much about
they're
the business.
They're not actively growing a business.
Growing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You,
exactly.
You have access to it when you want.
When you
we
want.
Both do that that way.
Yeah.
But if it's there on the platform if you need it. But if yeah. not, fine. Enjoy the wholesale pricing versus buying retail from a no-name store like GNC and Vitamin Shop, who they don't even know the quality standards of what's going on the shelf.
Yeah.
You can buy from there, great, but, like, they're not going to pay you to use their products. They're just going to charge you.
Exactly, exactly.
So I think that's always important to help people understand these two different worlds, because we're not that different, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's where I think it's like, this is what people need to realize, is the bigger picture, right? The legacy piece, like, hey, you chose a platform that worked for you and
yeah.
it helped you transform your life.
Yeah.
I saw some of your old photos, man. You were not a healthy looking doctor.
Yeah,
now you're a healthy looking doctor.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. I was when you take before and afters, they really tell the truth. And I was bad. I had a big belly and everything, no muscle tone.
Yeah. You were inflamed. We talk. You as a doctor know about how inflammation is tied to disease.
Exactly.
The visceral fat that collects around the organs in the midsection, all that stuff is not healthy. And you have to literally recreate your lifestyle. And sometimes with systems like we have, some people need that. It gives them a little bit of a leg up. Yeah. Helps them get to their goals a little bit sooner.
Exactly.
But what do you say about the word lifestyle? Since that's one of my key domains this show focuses on, clearly you and I are both promoting a certain lifestyle.
Yeah. So what I like about the word lifestyle, what I mean by lifestyle is how do you live your life on a daily basis? Like, for instance, you don't see exercise as something that's bothersome. It's just something you got to do every day. For instance, when you wake up in the morning, you know you got to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that's not optional. So why don't we – exercise to me is a given. It's not a question – to me, it's not even a question if I'm going to exercise. It's a question of when I'm going to exercise.
Ah, I like that.
So it's not even as far as eating healthy. It's just choosing healthy foods that I know will support my lifestyle of running around with the kids, working in the emergency room, with my workouts. Just every second of the day thinking about, okay, what can I do as I'm sitting down? Am I stretching my body, make sure my body feels well? So it's something I don't see. What I like about the word lifestyle, it's not a burden. It's like, it's just like something I do. I have to drink water every day.
No.
I have to breathe. I've got to exercise. And that's why I believe about the word lifestyle. It's not a burden. It's just part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you obviously had a different lifestyle in 2010. To 2011.
Yes, yeah.
And you had to start changing and retraining a different lifestyle from 11 forward.
Yes,
and obviously you chose the Beachbody platform to help you start recreating that new lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen overnight, right?
Oh, yeah. It took, I would say, about a year because it was very difficult for me to go from a lifestyle where, man, I was drinking milkshakes every day. I'm talking about like milkshake from McDonald's, Wendy's.
We're not talking about our nutritional shakes right now. We're talking about the sugar bomb.
Yeah, the bad. Okay. Yeah,
the sugar bomb.
Yeah, I was an expert on the vanilla milkshakes from Burger King, McDonald's.
Were those
Wendy's.
Supersized?
Yes, they were supersized.
So I'm trying not
huge.
To laugh. I'm trying not to laugh.
And
I just can't picture you drinking that right now.
Oh, my God. They were bad. But now my lifestyle consists of, you know, eating whole foods.
Yep. Whole clean foods.
Whole clean foods. Drinking our shakes.
Lots of veggies.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Lean meats. I don't eat too much in the way of beef. Nothing's wrong with beef. For me, I just eat mostly fish and chicken.
Yeah, chicken, fish. Yeah.
So
I'm a beef once in a while guy.
Yes,
a nice filet never hurt.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I like the taste of beef. I'll be totally honest. But I enjoy fish and chicken. It makes, for me, it seems like it makes me feel light. Like beef makes me feel like I want to go to sleep. I mean, it's good.
It is a lighter. It does feel like a lighter meat or protein, I should say. Yeah.
So... But it's funny you talked about inflammation and what I try to approach my clients from both from a doctor point of view, because there are some things I know as a doctor, but there are some things I know as also as a nutritional coach and also as a physical fitness coach, that people don't understand inflammation is part of the reason that we develop coronary artery disease.
If you haven't been listening in yet, please listen to this part right here. We're talking about inflammation, guys. All right, this is what is disease. You got a doctor talking here. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm preaching. Hallelujah. So what people don't understand, inflammation is what leads to coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, or cardiovascular disease, which is pretty much what leads to like your heart attacks and your strokes. A heart attack and stroke are almost similar. The pathophysiology behind what happens in your arteries, in your heart, and in your brain is pretty much the same. It's just two different locations. When it happens in your brain, we call it a stroke. When it happens in your heart, we call it a heart attack.
Right.
And inflammation is the leading cause of that. Also, inflammation is found to be linked to also cancer. So which is why we've seen also obesity may be related to certain types of cancer because of the inflammatory state. Also, we're finding that just being overall inflamed and how you feel may be linked to certain psychiatric disorders.
Oh, yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of inflammation. And here's the thing about inflammation. You get more so inflammation from processed foods.
Oh yes.
Foods that God did not make.
They're full of preservatives, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That triggers excess water retention. I mean, there's all different ways of inflammation like you're talking about. You got stuff triggered from sugar, stuff triggered from salts, preservatives. The more processed the crap is, usually the more problems you got.
Yeah, because your body doesn't know how to handle that. Your body knows how to handle fish, knows how to handle chicken, broccoli, celery. It doesn't know how to handle some of these other things.
So since you're talking on processed right now,
yeah,
how many people have you and I probably talked to and they're like, oh, well, your shakes, they're processed. How do you talk to that?
So,
because there's two different worlds of process.
Let's
get real about this.
So if you look at our shakes, there's certain chemicals that I see in, let's say, there's certain chemicals that I see in other people's shake, and I don't want to put those shakes out there.
We'll keep it general.
Whereas when you look at the chemicals in the back of Shakeology, which is why I always put on my Facebook, I put the ingredients back there, and all the ingredients are all natural ingredients. You don't see ingredients that are chemical structures,
right,
or preservatives.
That's something that we're proud of as well in the estrogenics world, man.
Like, exactly.
If you can post a picture of an ingredient panel right off of the product, it proves the company's not hiding anything, man. It's all right there. Because one thing I do know, the FDA does not govern the supplement world. But
that's true.
If you put it on a label, now they can at least critique that. So if you're putting it on a label, it's got to be evaluated. It's got to be judged. So that's going on right now. So
exactly.
I love the fact that when companies reach an elite level product, I think people should feel better about that. They're not adding in excess crap that should not be there, which a lot of companies do because they're adding in fillers. They're adding in not just chemicals, but just stuff that, oh, it's going to make it thicker, or it's going to make it it's going to make it taste better. I'm going to add in this chemical to change the flavor profile.
Exactly.
It's disgusting. I'm like, dude, do you really need to do that?
Yeah. Matter of fact, what I challenge people to do is take any one of our shakes and look at the ingredient profile and go to your favorite supermarket, whether it's Walmart, Giant, ShopRite, and put one of their shakes and look at the ingredient profile, and you'll see a big difference between the two.
It cracks me up because I never get sick, but like my throat was just irritated. Maybe I was doing too much podcasting. So so I normally do a shot of olive oil every morning, and I forgot this morning. And something I learned from another podcaster, and it works, by the way. It's like lubricating your throat, and it's a source of healthy fats.
Yes.
So, but I was like, oh, I'm going to stop by the drugstore. I never do this. I walk in, I go to the cough drop aisle.
Yeah.
And I had to leave. I flipped them all over, and yeah, I know zinc is good for fighting the immune system, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
I'm like, I just wanted a throat lozenger. I can't help it now. I read the ingredients panel.
Yes, yes.
And it's got like red number two or yellow number five, or I'm like, okay, I don't care what color it is, dude. I just want pure ingredients.
Exactly.
And I can't find anything natural in a drugstore. Like one of them had soy lecithin in it. I'm like, I don't want soy in my cough drop. The hell you have? Why do you have soy in a cough drop?
Yeah.
So it's things like this, I think, that a lot of us in life think that we don't have the time to study. And I think that this is something that you and I can clarify right here for the listeners and the watchers, is that we didn't know this stuff overnight. We chose to start just focusing on it. And
that's
something that everybody can do. You don't need to know every single ingredient. But, like, dude, this is your body, man. This is your life. This is your family's life. Like, why don't you focus a little bit more about what's going into your bodies?
Yes.
Read the label. Take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Pick one product when you go to the grocery store and say, you know what? I'm going to read that label today. And tomorrow I'll read another label tomorrow, just to start knowing what you're consuming.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever teach that or not.
Actually, I do. And can I tell you a secret?
Oh, yeah. We got a secret.
I'm about to tell you guys a secret. I'm about to explode. I'm about to let you guys know
something.
He's going to
drop it. He's going to drop it. Drop a bomb.
I'm going to drop it. I'm going to drop the bomb. Okay. I'm a medical doctor. I'm board certified in emergency medicine. Went through 4 years of medical school. Went through 4 years of specialty training. Trained under trauma surgeons, neurologists, cardiologists. Taking a lot of courses. And to become board certified, I actually have to take a written test. And then I have to take an oral test a couple of years later. I've taken a lot of courses, biochemistry, organic chemistry. There's no nutritional course in medical school. I think we had one. It was like an hour long, just to mention, like, nutrition is out there.
This is it. I've talked about this multiple times. Literally, this was on the episode that came out this morning with Dr. Sylvia Terra, the biochemist I told you about.
Yeah.
She agrees. She's like, you guys, you get like an hour of nutrition study and that's it.
Yeah, they don't teach us nutrition in medical school. They don't. But we're very good with drugs. You know, for instance, if you have high blood pressure, there's blood pressure medicine I'll give to a white female or African-American male or different races of people. I know what diabetic meds to put you on. But, you know, they don't teach us how to take care of that.
And I don't know if you could talk to it, but before you get to your big tip drum. I mean, was that the big drop?
Yeah, that was
like
the big drop.
That was the truth.
Doctors, we don't know anything about nutrition unless we research it ourselves. Yes. I'm taking an online course from Precision Nutrition about nutrition, and you know, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot, and this is because I choose to go for that certification. But your doctor who's giving you information about what workouts to do or what food to eat, I'll be totally honest, I have no disrespect, they don't know anything.
How many cardiologists do that? Don't get me going on this.
My
father's heart doctor's like, he literally told him he should be eating Cheerios. My dad's 70. Dude, it's a child cereal, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you want to talk about processed? That's processed and manufactured. It's all low-quality grains. Don't get me going on the GMO stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not a whole food. Like, egg. The egg is one of the most perfect foods on the planet.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But that guy was still old school. He's still talking about how, it's got only have one egg. It's too much cholesterol. Okay. I'm not a doctor, but thanks to my self-studies, I understand the importance of good cholesterol to balance your negative cholesterol.
Exactly.
And I also know that cholesterol is literally created by the body. Your body needs certain cholesterol for cellular health.
Exactly. I mean, cholesterol forms a lining of your cell membranes. So if you don't have enough cholesterol in your body, guess what? You're not going to make the correct amount of hormones, such as testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. You're not going to have rapid firing of your synapses for your nerves. So cholesterol is actually something important. And you'll notice people who have diets very low in healthy fats or no fats, you'll notice that they may be a little bit weaker than other people, a little bit slower,
Brain
a little bit more depression. You know, so you actually need cholesterol. It's the inflammation along with the unhealthy things with the cholesterol that causes coronary artery disease. But I'm surprised he told him to eat Cheerios because that's very high in carbs. And it's funny, I heard one of your podcasts where you said, if you're a grown man, you shouldn't be eating cereal. And I agree.
Yeah.
Cereal is not for cereal should be for anybody, but you're a grown up.
It's like milk too, man.
Yeah.
I grew up drinking like a gallon a day, man. I grew up on a farm. I chugged the milk. I loved it. But I'm 39 years old. I don't need milk anymore. I'll throw in some almond milk once in a while.
Exactly.
Right now I'm on a goat's milk kick once in a while because it's different. I grew up, I used to literally milk the goat, run it through a coffee filter, and drink that stuff straight, man. Like, that's I'm weird.
Wow.
Get a little goat's milk right from the teat. Yeah.
Visuals. Oh my god.
Farm boy life. Anyway, the point is that there's self-study involved here. Like, I think one of the biggest lessons you can ever teach somebody, you can't do it here at this new ShopRite right here next door to us, because they've decided to mix healthy organic food in the middle of the aisles. Like, there's like little signs popping out every so often down the aisle now. But even at this store, I guess I can be truthful about this. You can say, great, I go into that store. You know what? Stick to the perimeter. Like, if I'm teaching anybody who's a beginner, I'm like, guys, whole fresh foods. Okay.
Don't
even get my shakes. I highly recommend them, or your shakes, but it's like, dude, fine. Just here's a new lesson on going to the grocery store. Stick to the perimeter.
Exactly.
The aisles are full of stuff that has expiration dates that are usually lasting longer than most food. Why? Because they've been preserved. Okay.
Yes.
Unless you're trying to preserve your body in a negative way.
Oh yeah.
Stop consuming it.
Yeah.
So and that's something that I think it goes back to our original point on the difference between processed, processed foods in an aisle, crackers and breads and everything else, that's a whole different world of processing.
Mm-hmm.
Shakes and nutrient-dense supplementation and vitamins like our companies make, that is a elite level of processing.
Exactly.
They're choosing to extract the best of everything and try and put it in a way that's easy for people to consume, because let's be honest, most people claim they're too busy. They don't have the time to make these healthy meals.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then at least consider something as easy as, you take a shaker cup, some water, you throw some powder in it, you shake it up, and you're done.
Exactly.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah. It's better to do that than some of these other shakes that, you know, they're just throwing a bunch of chemicals together and hoping for the best. And a lot of other shakes, what I've seen is they don't have the nutritional profile as far as vitamins.
No.
Essential
amino acids from a quality protein.
Exactly, exactly. And what I'm finding out is that we live in a – When I see people in the emergency room, I'm noticing people come to the emergency room with chief complaints for which I can't find an answer to. For instance, they'll come to the emergency room with like abdominal pain, CAT scan is negative, or they come to the emergency room with like tingling sensation or feeling weak or feeling tired. And what I want people to consider is that when you have a lifestyle where you're taking in natural foods like vegetables, like full vegetables and lean meats, is that when you're getting the essential vitamins that your body needs to work with the enzymes for your body's functions, a lot of those things will go away. Because the difference between like people who follow, there are people who follow, and I'm not saying they bad about this diet. It's the If It Fits Your Macros diet. And it's interesting. It's an interesting diet. The only thing I have against that diet is that, for instance, if you take two people and they have the same caloric intake, let's say they're twins, same caloric intake, and they have the same nutrient timing, but one is using, getting all their nutrition from processed foods, and one is getting all their nutrition from natural foods. I'll call them God-made foods, like, for instance, you know, fruits and vegetables, lean meats.
Is that from the ground, from an animal, right?
Ground and animal. Yeah. This person may start developing things like inflammatory disease or Crohn's or Alzheimer's or cancer that this person's not gonna get, because this person's getting the vitamin A, B, C, D, K, all the magnesium, zinc that this person's not getting because it's not in processed foods.
Right.
So I tell people you can't go wrong when you stick to what I call, I jokingly call the paleo diet God's diet, because it's all food that, you know, God made.
Whole food.
Yeah. So I'll call it God's diet. Because if God didn't make it, you shouldn't eat it.
I talk about it. People are like, well, are you all paleo? I'm like, well, technically, no, because my proteins have a whey base to them. So I'm like, technically, I'm breaking the paleo way.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you that a good percentage of my lifestyle is paleolithic as far as meats, vegetables.
Yeah.
I add in my isogenics. You add in your Shakeology and Beachbody Life. And then, yeah, that's just, I think that's just topping it out, because I've talked about on prior episodes, since I grew up in farming here in the USA, we have just bastardized the quality of our food.
Yeah.
So those essential nutrients you're talking about are also have been stripped away, not due to processing. Well, actually, yes, due to us over processing our soils and everything else we've done to degrade the health of our soil and where things are coming from. So for a lot of people, they don't understand that. They got like, dude, it's fresh fruits, it's fresh vegetables, I'm fine. I'm like, there's literally studies of showing that you take an orange off the grocery store shelf.
Yeah.
And I forget who said it on one of my shows. They sent it in to a lab. It came back, no vitamin C.
Wow.
In the orange. That's
how.
They like, what'd you do to the orange? He's like, I just took it off the grocery store shelf.
Wow.
And they said, well, we tested it and there's no vitamin C left in that piece of fruit. How crazy is that?
Yeah. That is crazy. That's scary, because you're because of like genetic modification, and also because of genetic modification, pesticides and chemicals.
Yeah.
Our food is as nutritious as it was 10, 20, 30, maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So
It's like the doctors that guide my company, and I know you guys got people guiding your company. It's like, dude, look, we're talking about nutrient density. So that's why I promote what you and I do so much, because unfortunately, people do need convenience, but more importantly, we need nutrient dense.
Like
when I know, as soon as I went on those shakes for at least a few weeks, all of a sudden, boom, my energy starts improving.
Yeah.
My workouts start going back to normal. My body started recovering faster from the firefighting. And I'm like, huh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to eat clean and whole foods, but this all of a sudden got sped up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure you've seen the same thing in your world too. It's like, okay, look at that. Once you start giving your body what it's missing, it responds exponentially better.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's the wake-up call that a lot of people haven't realized. They're living in a fog, thinking that, I'm eating all these clean whole foods, vegetables, everything else, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're only as good as the nutrient density of that food.
Exactly.
And just because it says organic does not mean it's perfect.
Yeah, and even the word organic, a lot of places, it's not. It doesn't have like one universal meaning.
No.
It's like
it's become a branding technique in marketing.
Exactly. It's like the only thing you're paying for when it says organic, you're paying extra money just for the label itself. Now, I tell people, full disclosure, I'll be totally honest. I will say I'm 80% paleo. I have children. I have a wife. And every once in a while, you'll see me eat, you know, cake and ice cream every once in a while. But the problem is that...
And you usually feel crap the next day.
I do feel, I'm lactose intolerant, so I've got to watch what I eat too much of that. And I don't feel as healthy as when I eat, you know, when I'm eating clean. But what I tell people is this. I understand we live in a world where things aren't convenient. It's okay if you want to, you know, if you're eating 80% clean. But the problem is most people are eating not clean at all.
Right.
Like, does every meal have to be... I'm nothing against Burger King and McDonald's, but their food is not the highest quality. But if you're going to do that, does every meal have to be that? Why can't you do your bad eating or your McDonald's or Burger King like once a month?
Yeah. Or if you feel like it's going to be a cheat meal, then use it as a cheat meal.
Cheat meal.
Don't be doing
cheat
it every
meal.
Day.
Yeah. Cheat meal means nah. One meal a week. It doesn't mean a whole cheat day.
Yeah.
It's okay to have cake. It's okay to have ice cream. We all have. I have kids.
Yeah.
It's okay. And I tell people I'm not totally clean, but I would say I'm mostly clean.
Well, the thing is, once you get clean, your body will tell you
when you lose
this numbness, and all of a sudden your body's more sensitive because it's been healing from the healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
So when you do introduce the bad stuff, your body will actually tell you that it doesn't like it. And I think that's the wake-up call that most people don't even know is possible, is that give your body time to heal, lifestyle, not a crash diet, the new lifestyle. And that new lifestyle will bring not so much more good things happening in your life, like your body telling you, hey, man, that cheat meal you had last night, that's why you can only have one, right? Because I feel like crap today.
Yeah.
So just do that once in a while, and you will literally make that decision. You'll be like, you know what? I can't do that all the time. I'm going to do that once in a while, just like you said.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love
it. Yeah. I notice when I eat bad, the kids know when daddy's eating bad or when I eat not so my usual clean self, I start getting tired, falling asleep. I'm like, when I eat well, I'm a lot more energized.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's no substitute for the food that God has created. Now, unfortunately, what I tell people when it comes to another question I get people to ask me is like, is it more expensive to eat healthy? And here's what I tell people. It depends on, I tell you can always eat healthier. To eat healthiest, it may be expensive, but to eat healthier, it could be a lot. It could be very inexpensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for instance, what I tell people, unfortunately, if our only choice is to go to ShopRite, and you know, you not just ShopRite,
any grocery store. Yeah.
And even though we know the food is GMO, insecticide with chemicals, at least eat those foods and don't go for the Chips Ahoy, and don't go for the crackers and the donuts and the muffins. At least eat healthier.
Yeah, the glycemic overload.
Exactly. You'll see a change just from doing that. So I tell people, I take people in stages. Like, you know, I'm not telling you to go from horrible eating now and go vegan. I'm not telling you to go all the way. I'm just saying, just make a step closer and throw away some of the bread you have with your sandwich.
And let your body start healing.
Yeah.
Let your, what people don't realize, a lot of this bigger picture stuff, which was on this morning's episode with Dr. Sylvia Tara, went live, there's a hormonal rebalance that needs to happen.
Yes.
And it will. The body is a powerful machine. When you fuel it the right way, it will recover, it will heal, and in time, you can build a doc beast or whatever it is you're trying to be a bill for yourself.
Yes.
So we talked about Doc Beast earlier. Obviously, I know you have that page up on Facebook. So people can like Doc Beast, but is there an all-encompassing brand that you now have nowadays that's kind of encompassing everything you're doing, because you're doing the Beachbody stuff, you're doing the Shakeology stuff, you got Doc Beast. Like, how are people like tracking you down now? Is there a central site you finally have for your brand or what?
So right now, I'm still working on that, but one thing I do want to put it out there, I am working on an event that I'm planning January 14th. Am I able to plug the event?
That's okay. I don't care. Okay. Dude, you're a co-host, bro.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's called Live Fittest Health. It's taking place January 14th in Allentown.
Live Fittest Health?
Live Fit as Health.
Oh, Live Fit as Health. Okay. Yeah. We'll put that in the show notes on the website.
Yeah, almost like Live Fit as, you know.
Okay.
But the cool thing about what I'm going to do with this, what I am doing is that it's going to be, I'm going to give the first lecture of its kind, where I'm going to combine my knowledge as a physician, my knowledge as a nutritional coach, and as a fitness coach, and I'm going to relate fitness and nutrition to your health for that lecture. It's going to be fun. It's not really going to be a lecture, just more of a talk. I'm going to have some audience participation.
When in January is that?
January 14th, Saturday.
I think I'm in Colorado, but if I'm not, I'll check my schedule. If I'm not in Colorado, I'll be there. I might be skiing.
Oh my god!
I go out every year.
I might do a live. I'm gonna make sure
that we post that on the website. I'll make sure that's included in the social media blast for you, because obviously we'll be in two different nutritional worlds, but it's about that bigger picture, and I want you to be just as successful. So obviously, people trying to follow you on Twitter or anything else.
Oh,
what is it at?
On Facebook is William. I'm the only one. If you type in William Boyd Perry, B as in boy, O-R, D as in dog, E-Perry. If you type in William Boyd Perry, I'm the only one on Facebook.
There you go.
If you search Doc Beast Fitness, you'll find me there. on Facebook. Obedient to Wisdom is my Instagram handle. That's how I live my life. I'm only successful because I'm obedient to wisdom. So you'll find that handle on me on both Instagram and Twitter.
I like that.
Obedient to wisdom.
Okay.
It's something I always follow. But those are the two ways.
We'll put all that in there.
So. Exactly.
That way, you guys want to take notes who are listening to this, just on livethefuel.com once this show goes live. Everything will be in the show notes, just like we always do on every episode, because that's a lot of different handles and profiles to follow.
Yes, yes. So. I'll definitely give it to you because it could be very confusing even for me. But
maybe I can help you with that from a marketing perspective. You want to dial that in. I know you've listened to other episodes. You're the co-host. What are some final words you want to leave our audience with? Something that's all-encompassing. Maybe it's wisdom. That's part of your legacy you're trying to leave behind, man. Like, what do you want to leave the listeners with?
I'm glad you asked me that. What I want people to realize is that you'll learn a lot in life if you read and learn. Always be a life student for whatever you want to achieve. If you want a better body, please be a student. Read, listen to podcasts, especially Scott's podcast, YouTube videos. Whatever you want to achieve, someone else has done it. You want to start a business. You want to be a better parent. What I want to leave for you guys is please, please, please read, study, have discipline. Whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve it. One thing I want to say, the one thing is funny. I remember, this will be a quick story. Back in 2008 and 9, when I was chubby and fat, LL Cool J was coming back into the fitness world. He was like ripped and everything. And I remember my wife and I love my wife. We've been married since the year 2000. And we looked at LL Cool J. It's like, dang, I wish I was as ripped as him. Like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever be as ripped as him. My wife agreed. Yeah. Now, if I saw LL Cool J, I would strip down my shirt and say, let's do this.
Doc Beast can actually out-rip LL Cool J. All right. I've seen the guy after a wad because he's a part of the shirtless club when you're all sweaty after a wad.
Yes.
Trust me. LL Cool J slacking. So if LL, if you listen to this podcast.
Come see me, LL. Let's do a shirtless, me and you.
Doc Beast is calling
public
you out.
Challenge. I'm calling you out, LL Cool J. Shirtless, me and you. Two black men. Let's do this.
Oh, this is awesome. I love
it. Just joking. All right. But that's what I want to give. Like, you can achieve anything. You can achieve anything. I really believe that. You can achieve anything.
Mindset is everything.
Yes.
Well done.
Mindset everything.
Well, there you go, Live the Fuel fans. This was another live episode, not sponsored by Starbucks. We use their locations a lot. So, again, guys, that's Dr. William Board Perry. Again, you can follow him on multiple platforms. We'll have everything in the show notes. We'll have that event linked in there as well in case some of you guys do want to come out here in Pennsylvania and go attend his event in January. But, again, guys, this is what it's all about. I'm trying to bring on awesome co-hosts like the Doc Beast here to help fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. This is what it's all about, guys. Make a change in your life. So again, guys, just keep living a fired up epic life. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Peace.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. #LiveTheFuel.